works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a congregational business meeting directly following this service, and we encourage you to attend. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the Scriptures for the answer to the question, what do the Scriptures say about homosexuality? At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series from the book of Revelation. And today, Pastor will be in chapter 2, the message to the churches in Asia Minor. To remind the deacons, there will be a meeting tomorrow, that's Monday, May 18th, here in the conference room at 7 p.m. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor will continue teaching the series titled Marriage Works, speaking Wednesday on substance abuse in marriage. We are looking to organizing the training on the soundboard, so if anyone is interested in joining in that, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 224, I Know Whom I Have Believed. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 256, It Is Well With My Soul.
Together, remain standing, please. Our Heavenly Father, you are the one who make everything new. Speak to us as whole people today. May your truth touch not just our intellect, but also our deeper yearnings of our heart and our soul. We bring with us our daily concern as well as our more eternal questions of our life. May your new creation in us shed light upon our every walk of life. Heavenly Father, make your presence known to us today in this service. We come to you as we are, called to be saints, holy ones, but so often less than our calling. Help us this hour to let go of those sins which we cling. Help us to know that our self-worth does not depend so much on our ability to hold on to our lives as on your power to release ourselves into your hands. We come to you with our vision so often clouded by our sin. So, Father, clear away the mist through Jesus, that we can catch a glimpse now of your presence in our midst. Help us to behold you as you are, not as we would like you to be. Lord, we remember our missionaries and their fields and work, and pray that you put upon them the umbrella of security and peace upon their life. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, Central America. And here in America, our South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, as Daniel ministered today in Laguna Seca, Fred and Carol Lewis in U.S. Center for World Mission in Pasadena. So, Father, help us who have received so freely from you to give as freely and so have the pleasure of giving as well as the happiness of receiving. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And him through whom we become holy, on the wings of the Spirit, we pray to you, our Father, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Jude. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1335. We will be reading Jude, the first 10 verses. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Jude, the first 10 verses. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have not left us ignorant, but have provided in the scriptures everything we need to know you and your salvation through Christ alone, and how to live according to your will. Amen. We thank you for the written record, giving us the discernment to recognize false teachers and those who would pervert the gospel. We praise you and thank you, Father, for giving us your Son, who has made all this possible. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We are grateful, Father, for teachers who will not, who do not compromise your word. Bless our pastor as he comes to bring the message from the scriptures which you would have for us today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may apply that which we learn. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?